The fourth secret, appreciator.
Actually, the very word appreciate has a double meaning. Besides being grateful, it means to raise in value, as in real estate. This is exactly what appreciation can do to a woman. Literally, raise her in value. The opposite of appreciate is to depreciate or lower in value. How many sales have been lost by the salesman who did not appreciate his customer as an individual and did not give her his appreciative attention? A mother and father wanted to contribute to a college as a tribute to their son, killed in the war. The dean of the Eastern College didn't know who they were and depreciated their offer with a derisive laugh. Well, they left his office and built a university near San Francisco in memory of that boy, Leland Stanford. Since my saleswomen make calls in homes, we often have the problem of a loud radio, record player, or TV to overcome. Even sales problems like this can be handled in an appreciative way. I teach my saleswomen to say, "Before we sit down, I have a confession to make. I'm a little deaf. Would you do me a favor and turn off the music? You see, I appreciate you giving me your time, and I don't want to miss a word you say." Ah, yes. You see, I learned from that young salesman in the restaurant. One of the most superb salesmen I know tells his women prospects, "The best is none too good for you. My product is the finest that money can buy, and you deserve it. I want you to have it." He is irresistible because he really means it. Appreciation can be shown in many ways. For instance, when my book, The Selling Power of a Woman, was published by Prentice Hall, letters of congratulation came in from people all over the nation. The most appreciated letters were the ones from those who had actually read the book and took the time to tell me about it. I noticed these were from the busiest people and often the most celebrated. I have a theory that the fact they make time to do kind things like this is one of the underlying reasons that they are famous. When James Farley spoke at his former high school, the high school band played for him. The next day, every member of that band received a personal note of appreciation from Mr. Farley. The first time I met Norman Vincent Peale, I barely spoke to him, but I did hand him my business card. The next day, I received an appreciative letter from him, thanking me for speaking to him and wishing me success in my business. Now, these people had time to show appreciation. We're shortchanging ourselves when we don't even appreciate the members of our families, let alone our business associates. Buy some small notepaper or even postcards. If you can, have them imprinted with a little symbol of you or your company. A Scott friend of mine has a little Scotty dog illustrated on all of his advertising, and he uses this with "Just thought you'd like to know" across the top of the postcards. Take the time at the end of a day to address a card to the people you met that day. Did a secretary give you a hard time today? Tell her how much you appreciate her efficiency. Pull out all those calling cards you've picked up and send a note of appreciation. Try to think of something not only appreciative but of interest as well, regarding your conversation. So, our fourth secret, gentlemen, is always appreciate the lady if you want to sell her, and never depreciate her.
Thank you. Everywhere, and I just can't shake it. I'm gonna You're listening to RadioValencia.fm, and we're here in the studio. Oh my god. We're here in the studio, and there's a rainbow. My god, there's a rainbow above the mixing console. Above the mixer, there's a... No, there's two rainbows! There's two rainbows above the mixer! Oh my god! There are two rainbows above the mixing console. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh my god. There's two. Then wait a. Hold on. Wait a minute, Rick. Is this some kind of joke? Or wow. They're real. These are really two rainbows over the mixing console here at Radio FM. What does it mean? Oh my god. Oh my god. What does it mean? How could it be? Oh my god. I can't believe. I can't believe this bit has come all the way from the internet to radio. And the. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my god, I can't believe it. What does it mean? If I'm doing this stupid joke, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh my god. Two rainbows. Two rainbows over the mixing console.
Thank you. And now, presenting your host on Stairway to Stardom, Mr. Frank Massey.
Never think of the cost. Never think of what you lost along the way. On the stairway to stardom, maybe today's your big day.
Thank you, and welcome to the show. It's a brand new show, and we're gonna expose some fine talent from the tri-state area.
failing me. Smile all the time, don't go. Love the way you slide. Stay with me. Slide all the time, don't go. Love the way your mind stay with me. Thank you.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. Make the best of this test and don't rest, why? It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Don't take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on the shelf in good health and good time. It was worth it all the while. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Thank you. your joy. I don't clean house or wash the dishes. The Lord made those chores for the missus. So wash it and dishes and scrub them hands. A man ain't meant to have dishpan hands. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in the kitchen. You're home with the kids, a pooping and a sticking. So bake that bread and make that jelly. Cook that food to fill my belly. I was never one to break tradition. A woman's place is in the kitchen. Hold the weeds and mow the lawn. For recreation, you can scrub the junk. Then hurry to the store and do the shopping. Rush back home, commence scrubbing and a mopping. I didn't marry you because you're good looking. I married you for your good home cooking. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in the kitchen. Wash, rinse, bake, cook, scrub, clean, floor, mop. Lots of things to do, so you better get hopping. When I get home from work and you're acting so tired, be thankful you're my wife so you don't get fired. I didn't marry you because you're pretty. I married you because my house was dirty. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in. Oh, I said it's in the. It's in the kitchen. Give me none of your lips now, honey.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Thank you.